The Zest podcast recently hosted a conversation about honeybees before a live audience at the Sweetwater Organic Community Farm in Tampa. That conversation included Josh Harris of Queen and Colony Bee Company and Becky Deneen, an apiary inspector. Host Robin Sussingham asked Harris, who is a former pastor, why he wanted to become a full-time beekeeper.
At first, it was really intimidating hearing that noise, all those bees around. But then I started getting used to it, and it became something I really looked forward to, coming home from work and just kind of going into the bees world. You're entering a whole different world when you open up that hive, the way the bees are releasing pheromones. You smell what's going on. You can hear what's going on. You can feel what's going on. You really get this, at least for me, get this connection with the bees.
What kind of plants should we be planting?
Unfortunately, for some that are really plant lovers, and I know Brazilian pepper is an invasive species, but our bees absolutely love that. And as beekeepers, it's one of our biggest flows.
You don't need to plant those.
Don't need to plant those.
They're wild.
Yeah, don't plant them.
In our garden, we plant borage a lot in the spring and fall. The bees love that. Milkweed. My children actually have a whole pollinator garden, and we have not only our bees coming to it, but also a lot of the butterflies and the native pollinators as well. And one of the things I found interesting is when I started keeping bees, I started in the city, and then I got some land up in the Brooksville area, and I brought bees up there. And my bees do so much better in urban areas because out in the country, it's just pretty much the native plants. And most everything blooms in the spring, and then it's nothing. And so I found I had to feed my bees sugar water most of the year just to keep them from starving. Here in the city, not only do we have the native plants, but we have so much imported landscaping and trees. So there's always something blooming. Even in December, sometimes I'll get honey from the loquat trees in my neighborhood. There is a more diverse and a better nectar source in the city than in the country. And
completely counterintuitive.
Yeah, and I never thought that would be the case. I make more honey keeping bees in the city than I do when I keep them in the country.
Another thing you can do is let your weeds grow. The bees absolutely love Spanish needle, probably in almost everybody's yard, the little white with the yellow centers. The bees can really be sustained on that all year round. Porter weed's another one that the bees will love as well.
I want to ask you about getting stung.
I'd say it's a good day when I don't get stung.
You get stung all the time?
I get stung a lot.
You have those days?
Yeah. It still hurts, okay? So it's not something that you get used to, but I don't swell as much. I don't itch like I initially did when I first started getting stung. So you just brush it off and keep going.
Do you build up a tolerance or do you build up an allergy?
You know, I can see that there's been both. Some people actually will become allergic to them after multiple stings. Others build up that immunity. So it's hard to say.
So doesn't bother you?
It hurts initially, but I'm the same as Becky. Once I get stung regularly, the swelling pretty much goes away. Sometimes in the wintertime, I'll go maybe a month without getting stung. And then when I start getting stung in the spring, when I'm doing more beekeeping, that first sting will sometimes swell up.
The thing is to get the stinger out as quickly as possible, because once the stinger gets in, it actually continues to pump the venom into you. So if you can get your stinger out quickly, then
just
you don't get
as much. Just with some tweezers or something?
No, you just take your fingernail.
you definitely want to scrape it out of your skin, because if you try to grab it, you end up grabbing that venom pouch and you squeeze all the venom into your body. Yeah. And so you want to scrape it out.
That's good to know. That's worth the price of admission right there.
That was Zest podcast host Robin Sussingham speaking with beekeepers Josh Harris and Becky Deneen. You can listen to the entire conversation and find more stories about food in Florida at thezestpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.